It's so lovely to be here. So thank you so much for having me. For those of you who don't know, and I'm sure you all do, but for those of you who don't, the Lighthouse Project is a non-denominational Christian charity that aims to support churches in going into schools to share the Christian faith. And the charity's actually been running for nearly 20 years. And it's been doing lots of assemblies across Crawley, lots of lunchtime clubs. And this morning, I'm going to give you two little samples of assemblies, one from a primary school and one from a secondary school. So, first of all, I need you all to pretend that you're a class of six-year-olds. Okay? Some of you, that will be easier than others. But, you're a group of six-year-olds, okay? So are we all listening? And actually, just to test that you were listening to me earlier, how many years has the Lighthouse Project been running for? Well done. Good, you've all got your listening ears on. I like to see that. Now, I'm going to be telling you a story now. Now, this story is about a wedding. And it happened in a place in Cana in Galilee. Now, this wedding would have been massive. The whole village would have been there, including Jesus and his mother Mary. But something disastrous happened. They ran out of wine. Now, this would have been an absolute disaster. It would have been like having a birthday party and running out of birthday cake. How embarrassing would that be? Now, Mary, Jesus' mother, said to Jesus, "Jesus, do something." And Jesus was like, "Well, I don't know. It's not really my time." But Mary went to the servants and said, "Do whatever Jesus tells you to do." So Jesus said to the servants, "I want you to fill the big water jugs up with water." Now the servants were really surprised at this because these big water jugs would have been used for people to wash their hands and their feet in. So they would have been really dirty. But you know what they did? They listened. So they took the big water jugs and they poured water. Into them. And now Jesus said to the servants, "Now you've filled them up with water, serve it to the guests." Well, why would you do that? Why would you serve dirty water to the guests? But you know what they did? They listened. And they served. They served wine to all of the guests. And the wedding wasn't ruined. And they enjoyed the rest of their day. They gave the wine to the master of the wedding, and he tasted it. "Oh, that is the best wine I have ever tasted. You have saved the best till last." Now, that isn't really wine. That was just a trick. But we believe as Christians that that really happened. And you know, the servants had to listen to Jesus and follow his instructions. Otherwise, the whole party would have been ruined. Now, I need a volunteer. Do you like to be my volunteer? Come up. We're going to give you some top tips for how to listen. So, the first thing you need to do is stop. Do you want to hold that sign up? You need to stop what you're doing. And you need to then look at the person who's talking to you. We're going to put these glasses on. You might need to hold them on with your other hand. That's it. And then you need to use your big listening ears to listen to the instructions. There we go. Ooh! Now, there's something else that you need to use to listen. What else do you think you need to use? It's in your head. Your brain. So you also need to use your brain to listen. So when you stop, you look, you listen, and you use your brain, then you're listening. And the person you're listening to knows that you respect them. Thank you very much. Should we give her a round of applause? So, as Christians, we believe that God also listens to us. Because he loves us, he sees us, and he thinks about us, he also listens to us. So we're going to pray now, and you can say amen at the end, and all that means is that you agree. But if you don't want to say amen, that's fine, you can just listen to the prayer. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much that you listen to us whenever we want to talk to you. And God, we pray that you'd help us to be good listeners to our teachers, to our family, to our carers, and to our friends. Amen. Okay, so now I need you to imagine you're a group of 15, 16-year-olds. Okay, you're in an assembly. So, first of all, I need two volunteers who think they have got it in them to battle it out. Okay, so I need... Yep, come on up. Yeah, let's have you say, okay? So, put one of those on. Okay, you're going to do an arm wrestle. Have you ever done an arm wrestle before? Yeah, take a seat. Okay. Yes, so when the music starts, okay, you can start battling it out. You showed a lot of strength in that, a lot of power, well done. But you know what? I think we have something that has even more power. Does anybody know what that is? Something in our body which holds even more power than our arms. Sorry? No, well... Not what I'm thinking of. Not what I'm thinking of. Our tongue. Because you know what? With our tongues, we speak words. And words either have the power to build someone up and make them feel encouraged, or to tear someone down and make them feel worthless. And you know, there's a proverb in the Bible... that says, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. And, you know, we can use our words to really hurt people and to pierce them like swords, or we can use our words to bring a lot of healing and a lot of good to people's lives. And we're going to have a look at some quotes about different people who use their words in a really powerful way. But first of all, I need a teacher. So Dave, you can be our teacher. I need you to come and sit up here. You sit in one of those seats there. And I've got a challenge for you. So I've got some toothpaste here. Okay, and I'm going to squirt it out. Now, your challenge, okay, whilst we go through these quotes, is to put that toothpaste back in the tube. Okay? Okay? There you go. So, let's look at the first quote. It's not truth that matters, but victory. It's not truth that matters, but victory. Does anyone know who said that? Go on then. No. Yeah. It was Hitler. Well done. So, and Adolf Hitler led the Nazi Party into the Second World War, and literally by his words, he caused a lot of damage. What about this one? Spread love wherever you go. Let no one come to you without leaving happier. Has anybody got any ideas who said that? Yep. Absolutely. Well done. Mother Teresa. So Mother Teresa was a Catholic nun and a missionary, and she caused a lot of good in the words that she spoke. And she brought a lot of kindness and a lot of healing to people's lives. You must be the change you wish to see in the world. Anybody have an idea about that one?
Nelson Mandela.
No, not Nelson Mandela. No, not Dr. Seuss. No. Anybody got any more ideas?
There was a big film about him.
No. Right, I'll tell you. Anyone that is? Gandhi. Okay, so Gandhi was a Hindu who led India in becoming independent and cared a lot for the poor in India. Did a lot of wise things, actually, in the words that he spoke. What about this one? There is nothing I do better than revenge.
Nobody else gets it then.
Anybody have an idea about that one? No. No, not Donald Trump. Anybody else? Yep. Well done. Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift is a pop star, and one of the lyrics in her songs is that. So she's encouraging revenge, which probably isn't a wise way to use her words. Anyway, Dave, how are you getting on?
I'm getting there.
He's not getting there at all. Okay, I think you just need to give up with that, Dave. I don't think you're going to be able to do that. And that, okay, is just an example of how once we've said something, there's no taking it back. You know, we can say sorry, and people can forgive us for what we say, but once you've said the words, they're out there. And that's the same with social media. When you're Snapchatting your mates or you're using Instagram or Facebook and you're putting nasty stuff out there, you can't take them back. You can be sorry, but you can never actually take them back. Those words have been heard. Those words have been read. So our challenge to you is to think about the words that you use. Are you using your words to build people up? Or are you using your words to tear people down? Now, there's another quote, one last quote on the next slide. I came that they may have life and life in all its fullness. Who said that? Anybody got any ideas? Jesus, absolutely. So Jesus said that. And as a Christian, I believe that Jesus was the Son of God. Now, you may believe the same. You may believe something different. You may believe in another God, or you may not believe in a God. But I believe that Jesus was the Son of God, and that the words he spoke brought so much healing to people's lives. And I believe that they still do today. The Bible is full of the words of Jesus, and actually people still read them today. So as we close this assembly, I would just like you to spend a couple of moments thinking about how you use your words. So I'm going to put the proverb back up. Have a look at those words and just have a little think about how you use your tongue. Do you use it to build people up or tear people down? Okay, so that would be the end of an assembly in a secondary school. So that just gives you a little flavour of something that we do, both in primary and in secondary. Just then, to give you an idea of the area that we're working in, does anybody know the, can anyone guess the number of children? So that's, I think it's 4 to 17 or 5 to 17 that there are in Crawley. Does anyone have any idea?
10,000.
Sorry, is it? 10,000. 10,000. Any other guesses? Okay, 16,629 in the last census. Okay, and there are 26 primary schools and 6 secondary schools. Does anybody know the average amount of time that a child spends in school throughout their lifetime? Yeah, so 6 hours a day times 5 days a week for however many weeks they're in school. Can anyone do that math really quick? Okay, so they spend 4,445 hours in primary school, 4,998 hours in secondary school. So that adds up to a total of nearly 10,000 hours in their lifetime in school. So children are spending a lot of time in school. And I've got some statistics here from a survey that was done. 18 to 25-year-olds, so these are young people that have come through school. And this is what they say. Only 25% say that they do believe in God. 38% say that they definitely don't believe in God. Less than 10% attend a place of worship on a regular basis. And 41% think that religion causes more harm than good. So these are young people that have gone through those nearly 10,000 hours of school, and that's what they believe. So our role as the Lighthouse Project is to be that light in schools, to show that actually belief in God doesn't cause more harm than good, and actually can cause a lot of good in our own lives and in the lives of others. So there's just a verse that we can base what we do, you know, that we have been set as a lighthouse to the schools in Crawley to share the Christian faith and to share the Christian values. So just to give you a bit more of an update on what we're doing at the moment. As you know, we're doing assemblies in primary schools, and we're currently in 18 primary schools doing assemblies. And we're running two lunchtime clubs in two primary schools. And we also have those who go into primary schools to help with reading and things like that, to support the schools with those children who are maybe falling behind in their English. So that those are just some photos from a lunchtime club. And then secondary schools, we're currently in two secondary schools doing assemblies, and we do a lunchtime club in one of those schools. But what we're aiming to do is to really increase what we offer the schools. So things like prayer spaces, where young people and children have the opportunity to go and reflect. Things like It's Your Move, which is a transition program for year six students who are moving up to secondary schools. Things like Christmas and Easter Explored, where we can really grapple with Christmas and Easter and get the young people and the children really reflecting on what it's all about. On Wednesday, it was actually National Teachers' Day. And so we went around to the schools who we don't have contact with and just gave them some heroes and a card and just said, thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing. And gave them some information about what we're doing. And there's some leaflets around on this table and I think at the back with just some information about what we're doing in primary and in secondary schools. So ways in which you can support Lighthouse through prayer. Prayer is really important. Schools can be difficult environments because a lot of teachers have concerns about what we're trying to do. You know, some teachers may have the impression that we're going in there to try and convert, and, you know, they obviously have to be very sensitive to students of all religions. So please pray that actually we're received as a charity in the right way, that we're there to serve. We're there to serve our local schools and share the Christian faith and values in a really appropriate way. Giving financially, and I know this church already gives financially, so thank you so much for that. But if you are interested in personally giving, then come and talk to me and I'll tell you how you can do that. And volunteering. We have some volunteers in the room, and it's great, you know, the local churches are going into schools and are doing things like lunch clubs. It really does make all the difference. So if you'd like to volunteer, come and talk to me and I can give you information about that. And also a new initiative that we are starting is called Bake to Bless. So this is where a local church gets a team together to bake some cakes and biscuits, or buy them if you can't bake. And then we can deliver them to the local school for the staff. And, you know, previously from working in a school, I know that the day can be crazy. You don't stop from 8 till 4. It's literally go, go, go. And actually, for staff to go into a staff room and see some baked cakes and a little note from Lighthouse saying, thank you for all you're doing, you know, it really would make their day. So if you are interested in doing that, then there's leaflets also on the back, and we can get a team together to do that. You've got two primary schools close by, haven't you? Broadfield Infant and Broadfield Junior. So maybe that's something that we could talk about doing for those schools. Just to finish up, I thought it'd be really good to pray for our schools. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass around some yellow sticky notes. And I just would like you to write down a prayer. You could write or draw just a prayer, something to symbolise what you would like God to do in our schools. And then we're going to just play some music. And when you're ready, you can come and stick your prayer onto the lighthouse. Is that okay? So I've got some pens and some sticky notes. So if I ask you to pass them back. So, Lord, we just give all those prayers to you. We offer them up to you, Lord, and we just pray that your will be done in our local schools. Lord, we thank you for all the teachers and all the staff that work so hard in our schools. And, Lord, I just pray that you'd really bless them. Pray for all the children, the young people, Lord, that Lord, they would feel your presence in the local schools, Lord. And that as the Lighthouse Project, we'll be able to be that light. In Jesus' name, amen.